O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us make a joyful noise to him with songs of praise. One of my favorite psalms right there. Psalm 95, verses 1 and 2. Well, we are 1 week away until Thanksgiving Day. How about that? Are you ready? Well, if you are, then you're probably not cooking. Thanks for listening to Mark and Friends today. It's Joey Kroll. And before things get crazy here, because, you know, like a week from today, it's going to be crazy onward for the rest of the year. Just want to remind you, be sure to put this down in your calendar. The Singing Men of GNN, they'll have their Christmas concert series Saturday, December 14th, 12 noon. They'll be at the Village Mall in Danville. And again, on Saturday, December 21st, 12 noon, Marketplace Mall in Champaign. They'll be joined by the Great News Radio Children's Choir as well. Round up some of your friends, your family, your loved ones, and enjoy this Christ-centered Christmas free concert. Again, the 14th at Village Mall in Danville and the 21st of December at Marketplace Mall in Champaign. More details on that, by the way, at greatnewsradio.org. Going to be a great time for that. And also, get ready for continuous Christmas music after Thanksgiving. So, things are going to be quite exciting. I know there are people who absolutely love Christmas music. I mean, they can listen to it year-round. I mean, March, April, May, June, July, December, they can listen to Christmas music all day long. And that's my wife. She's one of those and absolutely loves it. So, in fact, a lot of the Christmas songs, friend, so much gospel-centered that they can be played year-round, honestly. So, continuous Christmas music after Thanksgiving. So heads up on that. So get ready for that here on Great News Radio. I pray that you're having a blessed week, a great week. It's been a little bit warmer than it has been the last week or so. So I'm looking forward to maybe temperatures in the 70s for the rest of fall and winter. Sign me up for that. Hey, in the meantime, friend, as we are preparing our hearts for this Thanksgiving season, would you remember this radio ministry with a special offering here of Thanksgiving, a gift of support? Really, we can't be here without God's grace and through the generous support of his people. And you can send in a gift of support to this ministry at Great News Radio, Post Office Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can hop online and give there at our website at greatnewsradio.org. Well, stick around. We're going to be talking about Thanksgiving today, giving thanks from Psalm 107. Coming up next.
We come before you, Lord, to sing your praise. You are our everything, the Ancient of Days. Take joy in what you hear as we lift up your name. We come to glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify your name. We come to glorify, glorify, glorify
Well, thanks so much for tuning in to the Thursday program, Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. And yeah, we're just about a week away. Yeah, actually from today, from Thanksgiving. And friend, if we are truly grateful, then it's going to show in our life. Wouldn't you agree? I don't believe that there's any other sin quite like ingratitude. I mean, you know, I think anybody who's a parent here today knows how frustrating it is that when you're raising your kids and they just seem so ungrateful. And today we're going to be talking about giving thanks from Psalm 107. Now, Psalm 107 has like 43 verses. I'm not going to read the entire psalm here, but we'll just kind of navigate through it today. And Psalm 107 is one that many of us quote this time of the year for Thanksgiving. And the context here, the psalmist, the writer, looks at Israel, their history, their ups and their downs, but also looks at God's grace and his faithfulness in it all. And the psalmist kind of gives us some reasons why we ought to give thanks to Almighty God. And so we're going to take a look at some of the highlights here from Psalm 107, giving thanks. So if you study Psalm 107, it will tell you to give thanks because of God's goodness. Verse 1 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Friend, I think if we all sat around in a circle together and talked about how good God has been to us, I think that would be a conversation, honestly, that would never come to an end, because God is so good. You know, many people think of God as this kind of cosmic killjoy. Anytime he sees anybody having a good time, he moves in, breaks up the party. And Satan would love to tell you, dear friend, that God is not good. Satan would love to tell you that God is withholding his best from you. Satan will do whatever to make you think negatively of God. You know, in the garden, God told Adam that they could have any tree that they wanted, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat. And of course, Genesis 3:1 tells us that Satan came and asked the woman, did God actually say you shall not eat of any tree in the garden? Friend, he was trying to get Eve to think negatively about God, that cruel God. God is so harsh. God is so unloving. He wants to deny you, Eve, of any good thing. He wants to deny you of any ultimate joy. Anything that brings pleasure is a no-no. God is withholding from you, Eve. Did God really say? Friend, God's word is clear that he is so good. Psalm 37 verse 4 says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." Psalm 84:11 says, "For the Lord God is a sun and a shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly." 1 Timothy 6:17, "As for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy." Friend, God is good. He is so good that verse 9 tells us of Psalm 107 that he satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Friend, God is good. So Psalm 107 tells us that we ought to give thanks because God is good. But friend, we ought to give thanks because God has delivered us. Verse 2 of Psalm 107, it says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from trouble." What has God delivered us from? What has he redeemed us from? Colossians 1:13 says he has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son. Friend, before you and I were in Christ, we were Satan's puppets. We lived in his kingdom. We lived for his kingdom. We lived to serve his kingdom. But God delivered us from that kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear Son. So we not only thank him because he is good, we not only thank him because he has delivered us, but friend, we should also thank him because of his provision. Psalm 107, verse 35 says, "He turns a desert into pools of water, and a parched land into springs of water. And there he lets the hungry dwell, and they establish a city to live in. They sow fields and plant vineyards and get a fruitful yield. By his blessing, they multiply greatly, and he does not let their livestock diminish." Friend, aren't you glad that God takes care of his own? That God takes care of his children. Jesus said, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they?" Just last week, I had some car issues, and let me tell you something, friend. I know absolutely nothing about cars, okay? I'm not one of those manly men, all right? I'm just, that's not me. All I know, I just put the key in the car, and I start, and I go. That's all I know about cars. Well, last week, I had some car issues, and my car decided, nope, I ain't going nowhere. And I was stranded at church, and so I was like, man, what am I going to do? I have no idea. So at Bible study, I just kind of shared I had some car issues. Let me tell you something. I had three or four people come to me after church and say, "Hey, I'll drive you wherever you want to go." I had somebody else offer me their vehicle that night. The next day, somebody loaned me their vehicle while mine was being worked on. And I was just so blessed that God takes care of his own, our little needs, even a car. God is so good, dear friend. Praise God for his provision in our life. We ought to give thanks because God is good. We ought to give thanks because he has delivered us. We ought to give thanks because of his provision. Friend, we ought to give thanks because of his steadfast love. Look at this at Psalm 107, verse 1. "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His steadfast love endures forever." Verse 15 says, "Let them thank the Lord for his steadfast love." Verse 43, "Whoever is wise, let him attain to these things. Let them consider the steadfast love of the Lord." Two guys were fishing. They were catching some fish. Oh my, they were just having a great, great time catching fish. And the bridge, not too far from them, there was a funeral procession going over. And one of the men stood up, took his hat off, and just stood there as the funeral procession went by and had a little tear down his eye and down his cheek. And when he was done, the funeral procession went by and he sat down. And his friend said, "Earl, that was very commendable of you. That was really sweet of you." And he said, "Well, I was married to her for 30 years. That's the least I can do." That's horrible. Don't laugh at that. Don't laugh at that. Friend, you and I can't even comprehend the love of God. It's not superficial love. It is real love. You and I can't even comprehend the amazing love of our God. You know, Max Lucado just has a way with words. He's a pastor, author, writer, all that fun stuff. And let me read you what he said one time. He says, "Look long enough in the eyes of our Savior, and there too you will see a bride, dressed in fine linen, clothed in pure grace. From the wreath in her hair to the clouds at her feet, she is royal. She is the princess. She is the bride, his bride. Walking toward him, she is not yet with him, but he sees her. He awaits her. He longs for her. Who can bear to live without her?" you hear him whisper. "And who is that bride? Who is this beauty who occupies the heart of Jesus? It is not nature. He loves his creation, and creation groans to be with him, but he has never called creation to be his bride. It is not his angels. His angels are ever present to worship him and serve him, but he never called the heavenly beings his bride. Then who? Who is this bride about whom Jesus speaks and for whom Jesus longs? Who is this maiden who has captured the heart of God's Son? You are. You have captured the heart of God." Isaiah 62:5 says, "As the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. Friend, we need to thank Him. We need to praise Him. We need to worship Him for His steadfast, unmoving, unshakable love. His love for you and for me. Billy Graham said God proved His love on the cross when Christ hung and bled and died. It was God saying to the world, I love you. Friend, we ought to give thanks to Almighty God because He is good. We ought to give thanks to Almighty God because He has delivered us. We ought to give thanks to Almighty God because of His incredible provision. Friend, we ought to give thanks to Almighty God for His steadfast love. We ought to give thanks. Favorite right there, Don Moen, and Give Thanks. Well, friend, thank you for tuning in to Mark and Friends today on this Thursday, the week before Thanksgiving Day. Just want to remind you, you can, if you feel led to do so, send in a special offering for this Thanksgiving season to this radio ministry. We can't do it without you, friend, and we wouldn't even try. You can send in a gift of support to Post Office Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Again, P.O. Box 550. Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can head over to our website and give there safely and securely, by the way, greatnewsradio.org. Right there on the right-hand side, click on the button that says Donate. Again, that's greatnewsradio.org. Click on Donate. Well, I'm going to hang up my headphones here and enjoy the rest of my Thursday. And friend, I hope you have a chance to go out and be His representatives. Just remember, though, that you are salt And you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.